So this is an important night for us because this is a night in which we are christening a new segment. We have not named it yet. It's either The Reality or Reality Check. And what it is a couple months ago, we had talked with Tracy Swartz, the ink columnist over at Chicago Tribune, about reality television. I just had more interest and curiosity because I haven't had a chance with this job, but also with interest and tastes and likes. I have not really paid attention as much as I should to reality television, specifically some of the things that we see, the dating contests like The Bachelor or Bachelorette and some of the other shows. So we got to talking that there's always a Chicago presence, and not just the contestants that are on the show, but some of the shows are actually set here. What is it, Marriage at First Sight?
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight, which is a show that's set here that's on Lifetime. So a lot to talk about, and this summer will not disappoint. Tracy Swartz, of course, the ink columnist over at Chicago Tribune. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
In studio.
This
is a pleasure. All right, so of course, All Eyes is a great week to start it because All Eyes this week were on the premiere of The Bachelorette. The Bachelorette, is it the first time it's an African-American contestant or woman who's at the center of it?
Yes, first African-American lead.
First African-American lead. So The Bachelorette started this week. Any changes besides that? I mean, is it pretty much straightforward? It's just another episode or another series of dating and with roses and stuff like that?
Yeah, except this season there was 31 contestants. 31. It is difficult to keep them straight.
How many are there usually?
Sometimes it's like 20, 25. 31 is the most I've seen, and I've covered the last seven iterations of this franchise.
All right, so let's talk specifically about the Chicago contestants. There were three, and then there's a fourth because there's a guy who used to live here, right?
No, there's four from Chicago, and then a fifth, a guy who used to live here.
Okay, right, the trainer.
Right, personal trainer. They're all personal trainers, by the way.
Is that a prereq to be on The Bachelorette? You got to be a personal trainer?
I definitely try to find new ways to describe them as personal trainers. Like, are there different adjectives to use besides the phrase personal trainer?
Now, what I know about The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and this is something that I, you know, from the little that I have watched, is that they're kind of lifer contestants.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning they were on The Bachelor, then they were on The Bachelorette, then they're on The Bachelor. Maybe they're on different shows as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this is almost like a job. This is a career for some of these guys.
Yeah, the guy who was just on Dancing with the Stars, Nick Vile, he started as a software salesman in Chicago, did two turns on The Bachelorette, runner-up both times, dumped both times on the finale. Then he went to Bachelor in Paradise. Then he became The Bachelor. Then he did Dancing with the Stars. I'm like this guy's personal biographer at this point.
I mean, but you see more and more of that. How much do you recognize the contestants of the 31? I mean, do you recognize any of them as being guests and contestants on other shows?
I think there were a couple who were on some short-lived, like smaller reality shows. But normally when you see them as contestants, they come on as nobody's, and then they use that as a launching pad.
All right, so let's talk about the Chicago contestants.
Okay.
There are, like you said, four, possibly five, if we
right.
count the guy. Who are these guys?
Okay, so we started with four, and then one guy got kicked off this week.
On the first week.
He had what was a pretty terrible introduction. So if you've never seen The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, first of all, congratulations. You saved yourself a ton of time. But essentially, whoever is that person stands there, and then everybody comes through a limo and does this introduction.
Hey, I'm Justin.
Right.
What's up? I like horseback riding. You look real pretty. That
See,
kind of thing, right?
No, but you would get kicked off because you have to go above and beyond to stand out because there's 31 guys.
Oh, so it's like a first impression.
So if you love horseback riding, you would come in on a horse and like you would do, you know, something. You would say some corny like horse joke,
right.
And then that would be your introduction.
And then forever, for the rest of the show, they'd be like, horse guy.
Like you would like come galloping in. And you'd be like, I'm... You know, I got here just in time. And, like, that's how she would remember you, to give you a rose at the ceremony.
And so over time, you have to do this. Like, this has become almost like a cliche on the show. If you don't do it, you're out.
You're out. I mean, and so everybody talked about this guy this week he had a catchphrase. He actually had a catchphrase that he put on a shirt and he wore it on the show. It's the his catchphrase was "Waboom," and this is the most annoying guy ever. He just like he doesn't just say like "Waboom." He like screams it and "Waboom," like in your face. It's like very like annoying, and yet she still kept him around because you know what? You remember that guy. You don't remember the guy who just comes in and says, "Hi, I'm Justin. I'm really looking forward to getting to know you. Here's a hug," and walk away.
That doesn't work.
That doesn't work.
So what did the Chicago guys do?
So the guy who got kicked off, though, I must say, he was the one that stood out the most, but his line was not very good. His name is Michael. He's a former professional basketball player. He walked over to Rachel, handed her a brownie on a plate, and he said, "The blacker the brownie, the sweeter the dude."
Doesn't even make sense. I understand what he's going for, but it's not even the right. Okay.
And then, so I don't think she took the pastry. Okay. She, because he kind of came back with it around. And because what happens is the guys go and they introduce themselves, and then they go to like kind of like a hangout area where they get drunk and then make bigger fools of themselves. So they can start.
So he did. He did that. It didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
He got bounced.
And he got bounced.
The other three guys, they're still around.
They're still around. So they did some intro videos this year before they even got to the introductions. So basically, ABC came to Chicago, and they filmed this one guy. His name is Kenneth, but he goes by Diggy. Because he said that he has a passion for fashion and that nickname stuck because people said they liked his digs. So they came to his place. He works for Groupon. Mm-hmm. And he showed off his sneaker collection, which he said was like 500 plus pairs.
Can I just stop right there? How many Chicago contestants work for Groupon? Like, I just feel like that's the go-to. My name's Trevor. I work at Groupon.
No, that's all personal trainers, my friend.
Personal trainers. Personal trainers at Groupon? But they also, they train people at Groupon.
Maybe this guy, he's like an inventory guy. Maybe he checks the inventory for gyms and personal training. But I can tell you. Yeah, so he works at Groupon, and it was, so he came in and he did like, so they had him like show off a sneaker collection, and then he's shown like looking in the mirror, like giving himself like the finger guns in the mirror, and he's like, "Diggy's got some swag." That was his intro.
Come on, I mean, I love your coverage of it because you can tell how much that you're, you know, enjoying it.
Yeah,
you're
enjoy is one word.
That's
for
a
it.
One word for it. Do the Chicago? It's only been 1 week, but do the Chicago contestants on The Bachelorette? Do they have a chance? Do they look like they're any of them like jump out in front, sort of as front runners early in this game?
So Diggy did okay, but I didn't even get to the other two. The other guy's name is Iggy, so it's Diggy and Iggy,
Diggy from Chicago right.
On the season, and Iggy was the first one to be called out. He owns his own like startup company here. Of the Chicago guys. So I think he made the top six or seven as far as like call out order. And then the third guy, he used to play football for Northwestern, and he works in like education software. And he was kind of forgettable. Like I definitely had to go through my notes and like sort of
but
like,
he made it.
He made it. But she kicked off 8 people in the first episode.
Man.
So now we're down to 23, which is still way too many.
So will they do that again? Will there be like a 7 cut next week? Probably?
I think there'll be 4 that are cut next week. But the one guy that's doing really well is the guy who used to live in Chicago. He is from Wisconsin. He's a personal trainer.
Interesting.
And he used to live in Chicago. And his brief time in Chicago, he was named one of Time Out Chicago's hottest trainers. Which was on, like, his Bachelorette resume.
Yeah. I guess you have to be a hot trainer to be in reality TV.
Yeah.
Because you can't just be
a personal trainer.
If you're a personal trainer but you're not hot, where are you going to go?
Yeah.
You're gonna kind of get skate, and then you're going to go down.
Yeah.
But if you're a hot personal trainer, sky's the limit, right?
Yeah.
Tracy Swartz in studio. She is the Ink columnist with the Chicago Tribune. We're talking about the Chicago contestants that are on reality television in a new segment we're calling Reality, either
Something.
The Reality or Reality Check. One of two. Which one do you like, Pete? Pete will tell us like what he likes, and Mark Tier will tell us, too.
I like Reality Check.
Reality Check, right? It feels like it's already been used, though, right?
By whom?
Would I be the first person to be?
Probably not.
Yeah, right?
But you don't want to be original.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe you should think about how you want to introduce this segment as if you were introducing yourself to The Bachelorette.
Hey, I've got my own hashtag. I've got my own regular segment on my AM radio show. That could get it, right? That could get it.
No.
No?
No. You got to put it on your shirt.
I got to put the download reality check hashtag on the t-shirt.
And a picture of you on
and I have,
radio.
I need a catchphrase. A waboom! All right. Let's move on to some of the other shows, because there are other shows that are happening in the Chicago area or have Chicago contestants on it right now. They're in reality television, because ABC doesn't have the corner, does not corner the market when it comes to reality TV. There's a lot of cable that is doing reality still.
Yeah, although ABC, I mean, David Ross just went through. He made it to second place on Dancing with the Stars.
Was he Sanjaya, the guy from American
Idol?
Was he a Sanjaya? Like, I missed it. I missed all of the David Ross dancing. I never watched it. Was he kind of like, oh, he's so bad, he's good? Or was it because he's a Cubs guy and Anthony Rizzo and company were tweeting out and all the Cubs fans came out for him? Because he's not that great of a dancer. How'd he get to number two?
So Mr. T would be more of the Sanjaya because he was more like gimmicky. David Ross was just really like earnest and like very humble. So I think that helped him. And he was really like watching your dad dance like at a wedding. And you're like sitting there and you're like smiling because he's so goofy. And so I think the goofiness really like helped him. But also he did have a lot of celebrities tweeting out support for him. And he seemed like the everyman. But no, he was not the best dancer.
Yeah, because I mean, in some cases, there were some dancers who got bounced in the third, fourth, fifth round, that kind of thing, that were really good dancers.
I mean, he beat Simone Biles.
Right.
That's insane. I mean, she was a great dancer, gymnast, like America's Sweetheart at one time.
So, I mean, half of Dancing with the Stars, half of it is judge, half of it is call-in, vote. So you can understand why David Ross is popular, because he's a baseball player and people loved him. And if you love the Cubs, you're going to vote for Ross. You're actually going to go and call or go online and do that, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's got to be some talent, though. I knew that he would not win just from watching the show. And the guy who won was also an athlete, but he was a really good dancer. Rashad Jennings, NFL running back.
You have to tell me. I play fantasy sports. He's a Giants running back.
Okay. Well, how did he do in your fantasy Dancing with the Stars league?
He didn't do well in either. He's not the greatest running back. And I did not have him in the fantasy Dancing with the Stars.
Who did you pick? Charo?
You know, the year before we did, I would have taken Catan. But the year before we did a thing here at the station, and I won. It was a gymnast, right? What was the gymnast who won last year?
Lori Hernandez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had her. Me and Martyr had her. And we won. So there you go. So we know our way around Dancing with the Stars pools around the office. What are some of the other shows after Dancing with the Stars that have Chicagoans on it?
So you mentioned the Married at First Sight. And I don't know if you've seen the show. It started.
I have not.
Well, it started on the FYI network a couple of years ago. And essentially, it is what it says. It is six strangers are paired off, and they meet at the altar, and they get married right afterwards. And then they have 8 weeks to decide if they will stay together or get divorced. So each season, they do in different places: New York, Atlanta, South Florida. So they filmed last fall. This one is Chicago-based. Three couples got married at the Palmer House Hilton, and they're about halfway through airing this season. So right now they've found apartments together, and they have moved in, and they are sort of like meshing their lives to see if it's going to work out beyond the remaining 6 weeks.
There are some ethnicities in this world that still continue to do arranged marriages. Why not just follow those? Why fake it and create a thing down at the Palmer House Hilton?
I mean, so there were 40,000 people around the country who applied to be on this season.
Wow.
40,000 people were willing to marry a complete stranger. Not no pictures, didn't know their names, nothing. Literally, you saw them at the altar, and then you got married. A complete stranger.
Wow, that's crazy. That's a good idea for a show. All right, quickly, I have 224 says, ask Tracy what she thinks of the reality show First Dates.
Oh.
Set in Chicago, airing on Friday nights.
So I actually just wrote a story about this yesterday. So the season finale was tonight. Basically what it was kind of the same thing, but it was just dates. You didn't have to get married.
Sure. different levels.
They filmed it 2 years ago at MK Restaurants on the north side. And I thought it was really interesting. Sort of how they paired people. And then what they did is at MK, it was one night and everybody in the restaurants was on a first date. Okay.
Okay.
Completely nerve-wracking. But so they talk to each couple or each person individually, you know, what are you looking for? They show them on the date. And then afterwards they said, would you like a second date? And some of those responses were really interesting.
Well, it's like, yeah. You said there's a contestant on MasterChef.
Yep. We have a woman who is a nutritionist here, lives in Ukrainian Village. She was on last season. She made the top 40, but didn't make the first cut for the top 20. So she is coming back this season to compete, and that starts on Wednesday.
All right.
And normally we have a lot more contestants from the Chicago area on that one, but she's pretty much it this season.
And then the last thing is just the Amazing Race finale was...
The Amazing Race finale is next week. It's June 1st, and it was filmed at Wrigley Field and then at the park near Navy Pier. And that was filmed last July. Hmm. So I have not yet seen that episode to see, you know, but they're down to three couples competing in that.
I love it. All right. We now know who we have to follow, right? We have to who we're going to follow on The Bachelorette, who we're going to follow on... Arranged Marriage. What's it called? Marriage at First Sight?
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
It seems like you have an idea for a new
reality show. I know. I feel like I need to get in front of some of these reality producers. I have some ideas. Tracy Swartz is the ink columnist over at Chicago Tribune. You can find her stuff there. She writes about not just reality TV, but entertainment here in Chicago. Tracy, thanks for being here. Thanks for the first hashtag reality check. Question mark?
Question mark. Thanks for getting me away from my TV for the night.
There you go.